Today is 4/12/20. My name is Abigail Michaels, and I am interviewing my grandfather, Charles Miller, at his home in South Charleston for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. This interview will be focused on the theme of making a life worth living. Papa, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Tell me about what you do for a living.
Well, first of all, I'm a lawyer, and I currently occupy the position of prosecuting attorney in Kanawha County, West Virginia.
How long have you been in this line of work?
I graduated from law school and was admitted to practice in 1977. So I've been doing this for 43 years.
Okay. What inspired you to be what you are today?
Well, before I went to law school, I was a police officer, and I developed an interest in the law, and I was encouraged by some local attorneys to seek admission to law school and do that as a career.
What job do you feel affected your career choice the most?
Probably the time I spent as a police officer affected me as far as my desire to become a lawyer.
What were some of the biggest obstacles that you have had to overcome throughout your lifetime? And how did you go about overcoming those things?
Well, I guess starting out, most of my family came from rural West Virginia, and I was the first person in my family to graduate high school, the first person to go to college, and the first person to go to law school. So each of those had challenges. I probably was not as well equipped to go to law school as I should have been because I had no idea what to expect.
What was it like trying to get an education growing up, considering your circumstances?
Well, it was difficult. In order to get a good education, you've got to have a foundation. And my first few years in education, that is when I was in elementary school, and I went to a one-room school, so there wasn't much in the way of education developed in the elementary school area. And when I got to junior high and then high school, there was a bit of a struggle sometimes to catch up.
Did you ever question if you would make it to where you wanted to be in life?
There were times when I felt like it might be beyond reach. I worked full time when I went to undergraduate school, and that didn't leave me much time to devote to school. So I struggled in the sense that I had to go to school nights and go to school during the summer and take vacation time for finals. So it was a difficult time.
Take me through what you do during your workday.
Well, as the prosecuting attorney, I have the responsibility to supervise 24 lawyers in my office. Normally, my day involves reviewing police reports to determine what charges, if any, should be filed. I discuss with the attorneys trial strategy, see what trials are coming up, and discuss options as far as what would be acceptable as a plea in a particular case. I deal with the victims of crime, and frequently they have been the victim of violent crime or have lost a loved one. So I have to explain to them the process because many of them do not know anything about the criminal justice system and they feel lost. And I certainly don't want them to feel like they're left out. So I spend time with victims. I discuss with some of my less experienced attorneys strategy in criminal cases and what they should or should not do in preparation for their trials. And I try cases as well, usually with less experienced lawyers so that they can gain the experience of trying it with a more experienced attorney.
What do you consider to be your busiest day at work?
Usually when I'm in trial is the busiest time because, you know, the time you spend in the courtroom is small in comparison with the overall time you have to spend in preparation. So you spend 8 hours of the day in the courtroom, but you probably spend another 8 hours getting ready for that day,
right,
in addition to the time you spend before the trial actually starts.
Okay. What do you feel are the most important things in life?
You know, the most important things in life are doing what you're capable of doing, what you like to do, and what is rewarding to you.
Okay. If you could go back in time and give your younger self some advice, what would you say?
I would say, don't try to work full time and go to college. It's too much of a strain on you, and it takes away from the educational experience.
Okay. What is something you're most proud of yourself for?
My family.
And why?
I have raised 3 daughters and a bunch of grandchildren, and I'm proud of them. I've tried to help them all, my daughters and my grandchildren, in many ways, and I'm proud of how they turned out.
Is there anything you would change or wish you would have done differently in your life?
You know, again, I think I would have devoted more time to education and less time to working all the time. You really miss something when you're hurrying through your education and trying to work at the same time. Of course, I didn't have much choice because I had to go on my own.
Okay. Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life?
Well, obviously, when we're confronted with the facts and circumstances surrounding the commission of a crime, it is important that we be able to analyze it and think critically about what are the negative and positive aspects of the case so we can make a decision about what to charge and who to charge.
Okay. And is there anything you would like to add that I haven't asked? Just any advice or anything you can add?
Well, I think that a person should balance their abilities, what their desires are, and what they can make a living at. If you focus too heavily on one aspect of it, it's a recipe for unhappiness.
Right. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
You're more than welcome, Miss Abigail.
Okay.